Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And I got to tell you, the program is flying by. It just really, really is. And also, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you like. And if you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running. Good morning to everybody at our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, also anyone listening along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program to our great AM and FM affiliates. And we've also got people listening on the live streams. We know this because they tell us about it. And so wherever you're listening from, however you're hearing the program, good morning to you. And we are live. As I said, it is Thursday. And we've got Denise Simon back with us here. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
So I got to tell you, before we go any further, our crack staff here at the program has unearthed a Facebook post that you just recently made, and it has to do, and I want to ask you about this, it has to do with the U.S. savings bond that you might have, that someone might have bought, say, in 1998, and it's worth less now today than it even was when it was bought at face value?
Oh, yeah. I just posted that.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Our crack staff, we unearthed these things very quickly.
a 35%, essentially 35% less than face value.
That's terrifically terrible, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah. You know, it was kind of fascinating. It was something that I dug out. I'm kind of doing some spring cleaning here in November. And I happened to come across a savings bond that I bought.
Oh, yeah?
And so I decided to go look it up. It's the Series EE. Decided to go look it up yesterday. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's really something. I kind of had a similar experience.
Savings bond.
Yeah, savings bond.
Savings.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of had a similar experience when my first daughter was born. There was a couple of savings bonds that were given at that time, and yeah, they're not really worth much more, if anything. They're probably less, like yours. I haven't checked it for quite some time, but a while back we did, and it just seemed like, wow, there's no change.
Now you understand why, you know, insurance companies, you know, everybody wants to blame the insurance companies and governors for the high cost of homeowners insurance and car insurance and all of that, but the truth of the matter is it comes because of the cost of money.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the bond market collapsing. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, but I appreciate it. And as I said, we saw that just posted on Facebook. And so that's one of the great things, by the way, everybody, with Denise Simon, is you'll get these cool little nuggets that you're not going to get anywhere else. And that's
well, that one stinks.
Yeah,
that
no, doesn't it, though? It does. Well, but sort of getting back to the summit meeting. What do you think?
So we had this, there was a VIP reception before the dinner, by the way. So who attended? Well, it was all of our normal diplomats, you know, that were there to just kind of make sure that things were going swimmingly well, which I would argue probably did as far as China goes, but not so much for us. But having said that, we had Apple, Tim Cook was there. Elon Musk was there, but he was only there for the reception. He was not there for the dinner. He bailed. Mm-hmm. We had BlackRock there, which is very, very dedicated to all things China. We had ExxonMobil there. We had, because they're building a huge refinery in China, we had Salesforce there. We had FedEx there. We had Visa there. We had Pfizer there. We had MasterCard there. And this dinner, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, was hosted by two organizations, which I would argue are probably pretty dangerous organizations. One is called the U.S.-China Business Council. U.S.-China Business Council. The other one is the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Corporate America. Just, you know, and they are concerned. There are major concerns because some corporations have, in fact, pulled back from China. And because China's in trouble, and they are financially in trouble, because they went through too many lockdowns and whatnot for all things COVID. But having said that, several U.S. corporations have weaned themselves from China. Not completely necessarily, but they have made some of those interesting moves. And China is really here to kind of woo them back or to get into a situation where they can look to the future and see if there's not something that they could possibly do to gain some more stability.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided when my feet hit the floor this morning that this White House, the Biden White House, the entire Biden administration, their foreign policy is what I would call pity policy. They mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like these countries can do a whole woe is us, or these organizations or these groups of people can do woe is me, we're so in trouble, or by no means of our own, by no fault of our own.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some help. And so anybody that just comes running to the United States because we need some help, and they're, you know, sounding the clarion call here, help, help, help.
Indeed.
We did.
Well, stay right there, Denise. We're coming out to the break. Stick right with us, folks.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race across your radio dial through the overnight hours. Thursday morning edition, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And as well, we're going to be talking here with Denise Simon again, founderscode.com. And don't forget, folks, you want to head over there and you want to check out her great articles that Denise has. And Denise, you've got all kinds of great information over there, right, at founderscode.com.
I try to. Been a little tardy here lately, but I try to.
Well, but there are so many different things going on. And what I find very cool about founderscode.com is that you talk about a lot of different stuff as well. I mean, you have different perspectives on a lot of different things happening around the world.
Well, thank you for that.
Of course, absolutely. And well, folks, once again, 949-822-7959 if you'd like to have a question for Denise. But Denise, obviously, this summit meeting is very important. At the same time, we've got the Senate has now passed, I believe, of course, that continuing resolution. Mm-hmm. And it passed pretty well in the Senate, we understand.
Yes, it did.
Indeed. So now what this is going to do, this is going to put off some of the big fights. I mean, we saw fights almost come to blows on Capitol Hill. Not because of that, right. But the budget fights, those are going to be put off, it looks like, at least into the new year.
And, you know, I guess, I almost hate to say it, I think I'm okay with that. And the reason I say that is because this gives Speaker Johnson a little bit more time. I mean, he hadn't been in the job that long, what, a month and a half? maybe. It'll give him a little bit more time to do some committee negotiation work and kind of clean up the mess, whatever mess that is, that was left behind by Speaker McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some other interesting things here that are happening, and certainly that is foreign policy and where we're headed with that. I mentioned a couple of nights ago, for instance, about the earthquakes and the volcanoes
right.
Iceland was having.
Right, yeah.
And it only got mentioned here in the last couple of days by media that is even going on. I only bring that up again because we could be in a situation here where we're going to have to bail out or help out Iceland, of all places. I mean, you know, I just got through saying that we have a Biden administration that their entire foreign policy is based on pity. And we could be having that situation. I mean, Iceland's in trouble, as crazy as that sounds. So anyway, I'm just putting that one out there.
Well, and of course, this also has, to do with, this could be a real problem, not only for the people in Iceland if the volcano goes off in a very big way, but then that also impacts the atmosphere.
Air travel.
And air travel as well. Exactly. And so my question is, I'm not trying to be facetious here, but can John Kerry stop the volcano? Because that in and of itself would be such a climate change catastrophe. This is exactly what volcanoes do.
They're going to blame it on climate change. But, that kind of goes without saying. But in this particular case, what do you do about an earthquake?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there are thousands of them. I'm looking at big, major, huge cracks in the roads. And it's really quite remarkable. They've evacuated, a whole huge swaths of Iceland. Where these people are going, I don't know. But
this is a real problem. I mean, we've got the wars and rumors of wars, and of course now we've got the earthquakes in diverse places. It's adding up.
This is really the reason that you don't spend government money, you legislators out there, you don't spend our tax dollars on stupid stuff. Because you're always going to come up against something that's going to be a major crisis, that you can't stop. A war, a volcano, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires and those kind of things. All those things, which we can blame on climate change. Those are the things that tax dollars could have some legitimacy for. But all this other nonsense, they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to be very judicious and prudent with our money, and they're just not. And the waste, fraud, and abuse in this government, and not just this government, but the federal government, for probably 50 years... is just really outrageous.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to our resident poet from Tampa. We got Rick in Tampa, a resident poet. Good morning, Rick. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing
all
great.
Right.
I'm sitting here listening, and so many things going on that draw our attention. I have no idea. I haven't heard a word about Iceland. That's really disturbing. I thought that Biden's primary foreign policy was appeasement, but pity sounds good too. didn't Biden, when he started speaking tonight or today, whenever it was, Didn't he sound like he stayed on script, like there was a little pep
for
in his
about
voice?
6 minutes? And then,
well, you know, that kind of sounded like me. That kind of reminded me of back when I had a little pep in my step back in the 70s and the 80s. Maybe that Coke was Joe's. You know, maybe they gave him a couple of lines before they put him out there, and then when the line runs out, he does. But that's another point. I don't know, $40,000 for a plate of chicken, you'd think they'd serve prime rib.
Oh, it was pretty fancy. It was chicken, but it was pretty fancy chicken. But, yeah, $40,000.
Yeah, he got an extra $40,000.
Had thrown that dinner. He might have put a couple of swordfish. He would have served swordfish, and he would have had a couple of swordfish mounts hanging above the table with their swords crossed.
I think they should have lobster, and they all have to wear like bibs.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Do you think that the people, the Republicans, who are so against Trump, isn't that kind of a tell that they might be part of the swamp problem? You know.
There are definitely some swampy Republicans for sure.
Well, there are, and the people who like the Jordans, the hardcore cost cutters, which we need to do. I mean, it's a good thing we didn't borrow this money from the Italians. The Italians break knees for this kind of money. You know, I mean, why don't they spend money the way anybody normal spends it? Pay your bills first, and anything you've got left over, then you can spend it on the things you want.
But no, we shouldn't have anything left over, period, end of report.
Yes, it should be a zero budget. Yeah,
well,
exactly. Yeah.
It's good to have, you know, the government needs a little bit of money for Iceland and things like that to pop up.
Precisely. That's why, you know, you have an emergency fund.
We don't need to borrow money. I can't go borrow money to pay somebody else's bills. You know, I mean, it's not good to borrow money to pay my own bills. But I don't know. It's just it goes back to what I was saying the other night. We need to choose our help better. Good people don't want to get involved in politics because it's such a nasty business.
That's right.
Well, it's because they don't do the work.
That's our fault.
The voters are the ones that are stupid. They
don't do the work.
And we got this right,
but
by voting.
Voters,
that's
the
right.
Average voter, many voters go to the polls. My daddy was always a Democrat, or we were always Republican. You know, hey, vote for the person and their judgment, whatever you know about it, not because they're cool.
That's right.
Going on to tonight's show or something. I don't even care about any of that. I want to know what their judgment is.
Well, Rick in Tampa, we appreciate it. We're heading out to break, but hold on there, Rick. Thanks again. Thanks again for the call, Rick. We got to go only because the break music is coming up, and we're coming right back with Denise Simon. So take care, Rick in Tampa. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are in Northern California, with Biden opening the talks by speaking directly to the Chinese leader.
I've never doubted what you've told me in terms of your candid nature in which you speak. I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader.
In a hypothetical 2024 presidential election, former President Donald Trump would defeat California Governor Gavin Newsom, as according to Stack Data Strategies projections, the latest projection indicates Trump winning the Electoral College against Biden, who would secure the popular vote. Lawmakers are questioning Apple about the cancellation of Jon Stewart's show, inquiring if China played a role. A House committee has written to Apple CEO Tim Cook on whether Apple TV Plus decisions are influenced by China. Dave Collins, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta say, the lights are on, but nobody's home. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. A little inside joke here on the program, and welcome back as we continue through this Thursday morning edition of the program, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. And if you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send us a direct message. If you like, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You can also find me there on Facebook and also on X as well. Just go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, where we're going to head on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Now, just during the break, you were letting me know that there were some pro-Hamas Palestinians. They tried to get in to the whole reception.
Yeah, the whole ceasefire crowd?
Yeah.
About 300 of them. Apparently, they knew that there was some kind of a reception slash party last night at the DNC headquarters in Washington. So they decided to show up and tried to break in or attend the party and demand to cease fire. And things went pretty well sideways. I think I read 9 police officers were actually injured.
Wow.
They were yelling and screaming and saying that the police officers were the ones that were causing the violence. Yeah, so, these operatives are finding out, they're on a full-blown assault of anybody Democrat.
Well, and that's going to try to galvanize the Democrats even more, you know, I guess trying to bring them over into sort of squad territory on this whole thing. Joe Biden, at least to his credit, at this press conference following the APEC summit meeting, you know, he talked about how Israel was going through the this hospital, for example, but they weren't shooting people indiscriminately. And according to his information, again, as president of the United States, he knows that Hamas has their headquarters and things like that placed in buildings like hospitals. So at the very least, you know, that's coming directly from him. But, you know, Denise, there's another poll out, a Reuters-Ipsos poll, showing that in the United States, a majority now backing a ceasefire. But here we go again with the narrative of this thing, with people getting the wrong narrative.
That's what happens, and it's because of TikTok. Most people now, they used to get all their news and information from Facebook. Now, you know, you have a whole set of generation that's not getting it from Facebook anymore. They're getting it from TikTok. And TikTok, if you thought Twitter was bad, which I think in some ways has kind of cleaned itself up under Elon Musk, but TikTok is, that's just really awful.
Indeed. Let's head over to telephone line here. We got Mary in St. Pete. She's been waiting there patiently through the break. Good morning, Mary. Do you have a question for Denise this morning? Good morning, Mary. Mary in St. Pete, are you there? She's got her radio turned up. Sometimes, yeah, we can sort of hear that a little bit there in the background. But Mary in St. Pete, one more time.
Good morning.
Oh, there she is. All right, there's Mary. All right, yeah. You're hearing the delay, I think.
Hello?
Yes, Mary in St. Pete. Good morning.
I am.
Okay, I think you got the delay going there. Yeah, so turn down your radio.
My phone's not working.
Okay, well, try to call us back if you can. All right, so once again, we're always glad to hear from Mary in St. Pete, but she'll give us a call back, I'm sure. You know, the idea of this narrative that Israel is a war criminal and so forth, and it's getting propagated by many at the State Department, as we've talked about. The president now seems to be in diametric opposition to his own State Department.
Look, this is Jody Evans and Code Pink and that whole crowd and Answer, which, you know, you and I discussed a couple nights ago. Where was the ceasefire, or where is the ceasefire for Syria? Because they're still being bombed pretty much every day by the Assad regime, and I think that even France actually put out an arrest warrant for Bashar al-Assad yesterday or day before yesterday. So where's the stopping of the feet with their hands on their hips about the ceasefire in Syria? Oh, where is it for Ukraine? Oh, you know, where's it for Iraq? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it isn't about a ceasefire. It's about being anti-Semitic. Period in the report.
You got that right. You got that right. I think we got Mary back. Let's try one more time. Mary in St. Pete, good morning. Good morning, Mary.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning, Mary. Are you there? Okay, I think we got... sorry about that, Mary. I think we got a bad connection there, but we'll try again another time. But we sure appreciate your calling. It seems like there might be some technical issue going on. But we'll talk to you again here real soon, I'm sure. Once again, Denise, we not only have what's happening, obviously, in the war in Israel, but now we also understand the FBI evidently is looking into individuals connected to Hamas in this country, concerned about terrorism.
Well, it was I didn't hear all of the. I only got snippets of the hearing yesterday, which had the woman from counterterrorism task force and Mayorkas and Christopher Wray, and it really kind of told me, based on what Christopher Wray continues to say, that our number one threat to pretty much everything about the United States is China. And then you got, you know, Biden coming out and saying all the nonsense that he said yesterday and continues to say while he's in this confab with President Xi, it tells me that Ray has not had a one-on-one face-to-face meeting with this White House. Because they're on way different sheets of music here,
mm-hmm.
completely. You know, Biden is trying real hard to, you know, re-partner with Beijing, and we're not competitors, you know, and allegedly that's, you know, President Xi had all kind of nice things to say, but I don't trust anything he says anyway. But, you know, if you listen to Christopher Wray, you know, he'd shoot them all, you know, because it's so bad.
Yeah, so it's real different. Yeah, real different.
Very different. I mean, you know, the one thing that's very fascinating that nobody is discussing is the fact that China, the Chinese Communist Party, came in and bought the former espionage military base of Russia in Cuba, the Lord's base, and that's for espionage.
Right.
Where was that yesterday?
Oh, well, that's not going to... Yeah, well, that you don't want to make President Xi mad.
Here's the discussion that why are you buying up, you know, U.S. land or our military bases?
Right.
Where is that discussion?
Right.
Why are you continuing to steal intellectual property? Where is that discussion?
Indeed.
Why do you have Chinese spies and operatives here in the United States? You know, shall we talk about COVID or we talk about the balloon? No, we're not going to talk about any of those.
Well, we got about a minute here. We do want to try to take another call. Elizabeth in Lutz, you're welcome. You're on the program with Denise Simon.
Good morning, and thanks again, you guys, for everything you're doing. Denise, I just wanted to mention something you had mentioned the other day. You were talking about the girl that got out of the van that was kidnapped. And I had nightmares about that, absolute nightmares.
Yeah.
And it was just like I'd just been praying for them, you know, these hostages. But in any case, what you said about Iceland, for the first time tonight on Fox News, that I saw where
it
mentioned Iceland. Iceland, and she said, well, there were a couple of hundred tremors.
Thousands.
A couple hundred. There were thousands over the weekend.
Thousands.
2,000, like they had recorded just, I think, in 1 day or 2 days. And I was shocked. I was just like, what? And they did show somebody from there, but it was just like, well, thank God. Aren't there airports that they can divert flights to from, like, if they can't land at JFK or somewhere, that they would divert them to Iceland? So you have to wonder what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think you mean Greenland.
Yeah.
Oh, that is right. You know what? You're right. Greenland.
And
I had to make an emergency landing once in Greenland myself when I was coming back from Europe. So, yeah, it's Greenland, not Iceland.
About that.
Well, Elizabeth and Lutz, so we appreciate the call. We're heading out to break, unfortunately.
Last day, they're going to show this on MGM Plus, Not Without My Daughter.
Not Without My Daughter. Yeah, I remember you telling us about that, so definitely check that
Thank
out.
Thank you.
Elizabeth and Lutz, thanks again.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. Take care. All right, Denise Simon, thank you. We're going to talk to you again bright and early tomorrow morning. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through the Thursday edition of the program. We are live. We are here. We're glad you're there. And the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And this is a great part of the program this morning, of course, because we have our good friend, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, holding there on the telephone line. And you can find out more about him, of course, at watchdogonwallstreet.com. Also, you can hear him right here on AM 860, 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Sunday afternoons. And welcome again, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we've got a lot of talk about. Certainly, this China summit, or I should say the Biden-G summit, hopefully will have some kind of good impact. But we did see, if I'm not mistaken, the stock market seemed to have reacted pretty good on Thursday on the economic news.
No, the stock market has done well. And this is more in regards to some of the CPI numbers and the PPI numbers, mm-hmm. in regards to inflation slowing down to some degree, where it hasn't been, you know, racing out of control. I mean, it hasn't come down. It's just the rate of increase has come down, which has precipitated the belief that the economy is. We're in a situation, how should I put it, is that bad news is good news for the stock market. They're anticipating the Fed not being able to raise rates any further and the possibility of lowering rates next year for an economy that is slowing down. Even some of the statements by some of the CEOs coming out in regards to earnings numbers, they beat their lowered expectations, but these CEOs are saying, hey, listen, consumer spending is down, retail sales are down. The consumer is getting a bit tapped out at this point in time, which is leading many to believe that we could be in a recessionary type of environment. I, for one, have said we've been in that for about a year and a half now, if not longer. But, it's when you go into an official recession and there's the belief that you're going to hit that, the markets tend to react that, okay, we're going into it, meaning we're going to eventually come out of it. And they anticipate that, and that's sometimes you see that type of movement.
Well, indeed. And, of course, the other, I guess it's good news, we're not going to shut down the government, but we're going to pass on some of these fights, and metaphorical fights, of course, about the budget and so forth and spending on into the new year. But what do you think about this idea that, at the very least, we're not trying to bunch this up against the holidays and then vote for something that nobody knows what it is?
You're talking about what, the
CR?
Spending?
Yeah, the CR, yeah.
Again, there's nothing new there. It's the same thing. We're just extending it until January, where they can continue to vote on more of these issues. Again, it's a failure, in my opinion. We're not getting any real spending constraint. If we actually, get some of that and we can actually get our fiscal house in order, I mean, it'd be great for our overall economy. And for not just that, it'd be great for my kids and my grandkids down the road, where we're not continuing to put more and more money on their credit card bill, their national credit card bill that we're handing off to them. You take a look at this, and, we should be embarrassed as adults of what we're doing to our kids and grandkids. They're going to pay the price for all of this, and this is on us.
Well, exactly, because no matter, let's just say, of course, as you're talking about, the economy could be slowing down, the inflation would come down a little bit, the interest rates would start coming down, but yet that big, huge national debt is there. And there is no way, at least as far as I know, right, to be able to really start making a dent in that thing. I mean, how do you make a dent in, what is it, $33 trillion?
Sure, you can make a dent in it. Obviously, you have to balance the budget to start paying things down, and we need entitlement reform. But it was blocked. Who always blocks entitlement reform? Senior citizens do. Yeah, it's amazing to me. Oh, yeah, I love my grandkids. I love all this stuff. But no. We can't have any sort of Social Security or Medicare or entitlement reform or anything like that. We're going to keep putting the bill on the kids' credit card. And that is the reality of the situation. Started in the 1960s. We voted for people. I wasn't born, but put people into office that decided to take money from Social Security and spend it in other ways. More money is going out that's coming in. In 10 years, it's going to be cut by 25%. Medicare is going to be cut by 8%. But we got all these leading presidential candidates that want to ignore it. I'm very disappointed in Ron DeSantis and his response at the debate when it came to entitlements. Donald Trump, 20 years ago, was all for entitlement reform. Now that he's running for the presidency, he doesn't want to be honest with anybody, wants to ignore that the problem that exists. Joe Biden ignores the problem wants to ignore the problem. The only two people to debate that actually acknowledged it was Chris Christie and Nikki Haley, and also Vivek Ramaswamy, that something needs to be done. We have to stop ignoring problems that are as plain as day. It's like a 10,000-pound gorilla in the room that everybody's like, well, I don't want to pay attention to it. It's right there.
But otherwise, the only other thing, if nothing is done along the lines that you're talking about, is that we will then continue to borrow. There are other countries like China, for example, that hold a lot of that debt. And it seems that constrains us in so many ways to be able to conduct our own foreign policy and to, to do the things that we need to do.
Well, they do and don't at this point in time. I mean, a lot of foreign countries have really backed away from buying our debt. I mean, that can go all the way back to the oil dollar trade going back to the 1970s, where we cut a deal saying, okay, we're going to buy all this oil from these Middle Eastern countries. were going to send the money over to them, and then they were going to turn around and lend it back to us by buying our bonds. That's been pushed off. I mean, Japan owns a ton of our debt. China, not as much as they used to. When it's not bought up and auctions become weaker, who buys it? Federal Reserve buys it. Now, what does the Federal Reserve do? They just print money. What does that do? That causes inflation. And you know, rinse and repeat, vicious cycle. And that's the world that we're living in, simply because, again, we as a nation, I want this, I want that, I want this spending program, hand me this, I want all of these things, and nobody wants to deal with the reality that, you know, we need to live within our own means.
Well, exactly, because you and I have to live within our own means. Our listeners have to live within their own means. And if you or I printed money, I don't need to tell you what will happen there. But the, as you said, the Federal Reserve can start printing money. And, you know, that in and of itself is inflationary. You know, it kind of goes along the lines of sending out checks to everybody. That's inflationary, it's too.
It's called monetizing the debt, and that's what they do. And, you know, that's what's going to happen. Right now, we're, you know, interest payments on our national debt's over $1 trillion. So basically, you know, we're flushing $1 trillion down the toilet every single year in interest payments. That's where we're at this point in time. But no. We don't need to touch entitlements. We don't need reform here. We don't need spending cuts here. You know, more handouts, more giveaways, more government assistance across the board. It's pathetic.
Well, do you think in this presidential campaign, you know, we saw an article earlier today that Trump is certainly leading nationally now over Joe Biden, according to the Quinnipiac University poll. But, of course, the other GOP candidates just, you know, can't get arrested, basically, in compared to Trump, and no pun intended there, but they can't get any traction. You know, where are all these discussions going to go? Are we even going to be able to talk about these things in the campaign, these big economic issues, to the level that people need to hear about it? Or is it just going to be, you know, the standard stuff?
I you know, have an intelligent conversation. Boy, that'd be nice. It'd be great when it came to politics, rather than let's call each other names. And the Republicans, quite frankly, you watch what's going on in Congress right now. C-SPAN has become almost like a reality show. Well, you know, we got fights breaking out. We got McCarthy elbowing Burchett. You got Comer calling another congressman a smurf. I mean, who knows what comes out of Marjorie Taylor Greene's mouth. I mean, somebody needs to wash her mouth with soap. I remember my grandmother threatening us when we were kids, going to wash your mouth out with soap. Somebody needs to do that to her. I mean, she's got zero class. You know, this is the world that we're living in right now. It's not supposed to be this way. We're supposed to be able to discuss these important issues and deal with them. And you know, there's something out there people fail to understand, is that Robert F. Kennedy's polling at, you know, about 20-something percent at this point in time. Mm-hmm. That's the largest amount since Ross Perot. So that's going to definitely throw a wrench into the entire system if it continues to go in that direction. Then more and more younger people are gravitating to him.
Very interesting indeed. And, yeah, there's a lot of time between now and the conventions and everything, and things could change dramatically based on what we're seeing. But, Chris Markowski, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend. Take care.
Scott, have a great day.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And caller, hang on, because when we come back from the top of the hour news, we'll talk with you. Stay right there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.